The Tlingit and Haida Central Council is proposing a series of ferry routes linking smaller southeast communities. Right now, it would take the form of a one-year pilot project exploring whether such a service is sustainable. Arlene Diltz-Jackson spoke to the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board on behalf of the Central Council. She says the goal of the Short Sea Initiative is not to replace the state's Alaska Marine Highway ferry system.
All we're concerned about is what's happening in our small communities, and we're trying to supplement the service, okay? We're not trying to take any money from the AMHS. We're not, you know, we're looking at other funding sources as a way to fund this project and to run it as a pilot project.
Still, Diltz-Jackson says without a state plan to expand services, residents in rural villages are worried about the future of ferry service. She also says the only decreases in services have happened in Southeast, coupled with lower than average incomes and higher than average unemployment rates in rural villages. Diltz-Jackson says the lack of frequent ferry service is killing those communities, the populations of which are heavily Alaska Native.
So what we've concluded from this is our rural residents are faced with the challenge of living with higher unemployment, less opportunity, smaller income in the face of higher costs. Well, no wonder why they're dying.
To expand the connectivity between rural villages, Tlingit and Haida is looking to a one-year pilot project, using an Allen Marine boat as a smaller ferry service. Allen Marine Vice President Jamie Cagle said that vessel would be the St. Aquilina, an 80-foot catamaran capable of transporting about 125 passengers at a speed of 25 knots. Marine Transportation Advisory Board member Kathy Romick asked Cagle how the fares would be structured. Cagle said fares would be in line with the Alaska Marine Highway.
And you know that Marine Highway loses money on their per fare basis.
Absolutely, this would be a subsidized service.
Okay.
Advisory Board member Gerald Hope said the information presented demonstrates a real need for affordable service, and that he heard what Diltz-Jackson said about the Short Sea Ferry not competing with the state ferry for the same pots of money.
But I'm not sure how that can be avoided. One thing for certain is that there could be a consideration of melding a service with Alaska Marine Highway or supplementing it somehow.
Diltz-Jackson said she's not had discussions with the Marine Highway about sharing resources, but that it's a conversation she'd love to have. Others want a voice in the project too, such as State Advisory Board member Maxine Thompson, who lives in Angoon.
My main question is how a project like this advanced without our community's input. Nobody has come to Angoon and asked us if we're interested and gave us an opportunity to present, have questions asked and answered, because to me, that have a real concern that I do not want to give Alaska Marine Highway a way out of providing service to this community.
That was a concern shared by other board members, too. What if the pilot project starts, the state ferry doesn't see a need for its services anymore, and then the pilot project shuts down, leading to no ferry service? Diltz-Jackson said if it was her choice, she'd be there talking to people in the villages tomorrow, but that she's coming new to the project, and it's still early in the game. She said talking to the communities needs to happen, but the Central Council is still trying to determine the feasibility of the service. Diltz-Jackson says nobody wants to set up something that will fail.
We don't want to just be a flash in the pan. You know, 1 year where we provide the service and then all of a sudden we go away because we haven't really thought out where else we're going to get money from.
Thompson, the advisory board member in Angoon, will be the board's liaison to the project, along with Jerry Hope, an advisory board member from Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.